Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hi, Mrs. Williams.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm great. And yourself?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Okay. I have Mom and Pop. Good evening.
Yes.
You also have Loretta.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Evening. Bless you.
Is there anyone else on the line that I didn't announce? Someone with a 305 area code?
That might be Teresa.
Okay.
305-815
Yes, that's Teresa. Okay. Teresa?
Yes, hello.
Welcome. Good evening.
Hello. Hello. Yes.
Welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening. Okay, we also have Auntie Betty.
Yes, how y'all doing?
Hello.
Good evening.
Good. Okay. Loretta, you can go ahead and start with reading, and we'll do roll call afterwards.
Okay, I'll pick up in reading Exodus 11. So the Egyptian made slaves of them and put brutal taskmasters over them to wear them down under heavy burdens while building the store city, Pithom and Ramses. But the more the Egyptian mistreated and oppressed them, the more the Israelite seemed to multiply. The Egyptian became alarmed and made the Hebrew slavery more bitter still, forcing them to toil long and hard in the fields and to carry heavy loads of mortar and bricks. Then Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, instructed the Hebrew wives to kill all Hebrew boys as soon as they was born, but to let the girls live. But the midwives feared God and didn't obey the king. They left the boys live too. The king summoned them before him and demanded, "Why have you disobeyed my command and let the baby boys live?" "Sir," they told him, "the Hebrew women have their babies so quickly that we can't get there in time. They're not slow like the Egyptian women." And God blessed the midwives. So the people of Israel continued to multiply and to become a mighty nation. And because the midwives reverenced God, he gave them children of their own. Then Pharaoh commanded all of his people to throw the newborn Hebrew boys into the Nile River, but the girls, he said, could live. That was the reading out of Exodus 11 through 22. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Loretta. I'll go ahead and do a roll call. We didn't have any new callers. We have Mrs. Williams. We have Mom and Pops. Loretta. Auntie Betty and Teresa dropped, so hopefully she'll come back. So we'll go ahead and get started with that.
She texted me. She said, keep dropping. The call keep dropping, but she's trying again.
Okay. Yeah, it was showing her there twice. I don't know what was going on. But I'll let you all know when she comes back.
Okay. Amen.
Auntie Betty, could you lead us in Matthew 19:26?
Yes. Matthew 19:26 says, Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible.
This is impossible.
But with God, all things are possible.
But with God, all things are possible.
Amen.
Well, Mary, thank you for that. And let me bless the line. I skipped that part. So if you all please bow your heads. And first, we would like to plead the blood of Jesus over these airwaves as we gather together on the Sabbath to give God honor and to praise his name. God has said, be holy, for I am holy. Your journey to fulfill his call begins with two words you'll never regret. Yes, Lord. Amen?
Amen.
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 Okay, looks like we got Teresa back. Are you there, Teresa?
Okay.
Okay. Teresa. Okay, well, go ahead and start with the program. I'd like to start off with Loretta.
Ooh, okay. I'll be coming out of the Daily Bread. And the title is A Call to Comfort. When people suffer and we long to help, it's good to recall Paul's words, picture of the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ as the Father of mercy and God of all comfort. Our Heavenly Father is the ultimate source of every tender mercy, every kind word, and helpful act that brings encouragement and healing. The word comfort and consolation appear repeatedly in today's Bible's reading as a reminder that the Lord holds us close and invites us to cling to him. As the Lord wraps his loving arms around us, we are able to embrace others with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. Amen?
Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Loretta. We had a couple more callers. Do you want to get Auntie Dot?
Yes.
Are you with Kira?
She's not here right now.
Okay. And we also have Mrs. Allen?
Yes.
All right. Welcome, both of you, to the call today. Okay, well, we're going to go ahead on with the program. Mrs. Williams, would you like to go next?
Okay, I would like to share from Revelation. Chapter 1, starting with 17. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Write these things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest is in my right hand are the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches. And the seven candlesticks which thou sowest are the seven churches. And what the Lord is saying here in his words of Revelation, he is coming again. And this time when he comes, he's coming as judge. And those of us who know him and are waiting and looking for his return will be happy to see him. And if we have gone on before he comes, we shall rise up and be caught up with him in the air. And let this be praise you, Jesus. Let this be a message to us all that Jesus is coming again. Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Mrs. Williams. We had another caller join. Is that you, Hubert? Good evening. Welcome. Okay. Next, I would like to go to Mom. Naomi?
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm coming out of Psalm 119, 105 through 112, and it said, the guiding power of the word. Regardless of condition or circumstance, people should trust, receive, and adopt only the word of God for guidance. As a lamp and a light, his word is sufficient in directing us toward himself. God has given us the word for guidance. Since God's word is powerful enough to provide illumination for us in this dark world, we can make choice that determine the eternal destiny of our souls. Thus, we have no reason to spend eternity in hell. In John 1:1-2, we read, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. This means that Jesus Christ, God's Son, is also God. He is, in fact, the bridge between God and man. Like the psalmist, we can resolve to adhere to the truth of God's word so that we may live eternally with God. Let us be so guided by the word that we still stay on the path that leads us to eternal life and peace. Amen.
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 Strong words.
Amen. Thank you for that, Mother. We had another caller join. Can you please announce yourself?
That's Teresa calling from another number.
Okay, great. Glad you came back.
Amen.
Amen.
All righty. Next, we will have Pop. Yes.
Okay. My topic, my subject will be, let's all get along. And the outline is a call for unity. If I place the wrenches, place chapter 10 to 11. And the NIV, I appeal to you, brothers, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another, so that there may be no division among you, and that you may be perfectly united in mind and thought. My brothers, some from K.O. household have informed me that there are quarrels among you. And my second outline, they call for allegiance to Christ. Find the place in Renton, place chapter 12 to 16. And NIV, what I mean is this. One of you says, I follow Paul. Another, I follow Apollo. Another, I follow Cephas. Still another, I follow Christ. Is Christ divided? No. Was Paul crucified for you? No. Were you baptized into the name of Paul? No. I am thankful that I did not baptize any of you except Cephas and Gaius. So no one can say that you were baptized into my name. Yes, I also baptized the household of Stephen. Beyond that, I don't remember if I baptized anyone else. And the third outline is the priority of the gospel. 1 Corinthians 12, chapter 17, verse. And I read the NIV. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel. Not with word or human wisdom, let the cross of Christ be emptied of his power. With Paul saying Christ didn't send him to baptize, but he will baptize, but he didn't send him to baptize, he sent him to preach. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Pops. Okay. Teresa, would you like to go next?
I'll pass.
Okay. Auntie Betty?
Yes. I'm going to read out the book of Exodus, chapter 20, 1 through 17. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other God before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness, or anything that in heaven above, or that in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the father upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and show mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guilty that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, nor thy son, thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor stranger that is within thy gate. For in 6 days the Lord made the heaven and the earth and sea, and all that is in them, and rest the Sabbath day. Wherefore the Lord blesses the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be longer upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not cover thy neighbor's house.
Nor shall thou cover up thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox or his ass, nor anything that are in thy neighbor. Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Excuse me, Hubert, would you like to go next?
Yes, I would. Thank you very much. I'd like to let everyone know today is the first week in July, and I wish everybody a happy Independence Day.
Oh, amen. Happy
Jesus prays for all believers. My prayer is not for those, for them alone. I pray also for those who still believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Abba, Father, just as you are in me, I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them that the glory that you have given me, that they may be one as we are one. I am in them, and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Even the world will know that you sent me and have loved them, even as you have loved me. Abba, Father, I want those you have given me to be me where I am, and to see my glory, the glory you have given me, because you loved me before the creation of the world. Righteous Abba, Father, though the world does not know you, I know you, and they know that you have sent me. I have made you known to them, and will continue to make you known, in order that they may that the love you have for me may be in them, and that I myself may be in them. Amen. May the reading of my words and meditation of my heart be accepted in his sight. And I say good night to you all today. Shalom, shalom.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Hubert. Okay.
Good night. Good night.
All right. Mrs. Allen, would you like to go next?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Hey, I become First John, the fifth chapter. Seventh verse. For there are three that bears record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And there three are one. And there are three that bears witness in heaven, I mean in earth, the Spirit and the water and the blood. And there three again in one. If we receive the witness of God is greater, for this is the witness of God. He has testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God has the witness himself. He that believeth not God and made him a liar believe not the record God gave his Son. And this is the record that God has given to us eternal life. And this life is in the Son. Hate the Son. Hate life, and he that hate not the Son of God has no life. For these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heard us. Amen.
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 God.
Amen. Thank you for that, Mrs. Allen. Okay, I will go next. And I'm reading a reference to Psalm 46, 1 through 2. God is our refuge and strength, and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Do you believe that God is near? He wants you to. He wants you to know that he is in the midst of your world. Wherever you are as you read these words, he is present. In your car, on the plane, in your office, your bedroom, your den, he's near. And he is no more than near. He is active. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Auntie Dot, would you like to share some words?
Yeah, I'm going to read Isaiah chapter 12. And in the day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee, though thou wast angry with me. Anger is turned away, and thou comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall draw water out of the well of salvation, and in the day shall say, praise the Lord. Call upon his name. Declare his doing among the people. Make mention that his name is Isaiah. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. Amen.
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 All right.
Thank you for that, Auntie Dot. Before we go on to the next portion of our program, I wanted to validate, do we have another caller on the line? 305, ends in 9757.
Yes, that's Ivana and
I'm sorry, I didn't get the names. Would they like
Ivana,
to say anything before we have? Would you like to say anything, or did you want to pass? Hello, would they like to say anything before we move on? Okay. We'll go ahead and move on to Loretta. Would you go ahead with the sticking and shutting, please?
Amen. If everyone would bow their head, please, for the sick and shut in. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the works that you are doing in our family, friends, and loved ones, especially Angela Burns, Valerie Crockett, Jessica Smith, Michael and Denise Moody, Mrs. Allen, Uncle Dave, Uncle Champ, Uncle Oliver, Miss Wanda, Sidaria, Auntie Betty, Hubert, Daniel Lowe, Eddie Tipman, Kira, Tony, Mary Lowe, Carlos and the Wells family, Rochelle Bessler, DeMarcus Malachi, Cheryl, the Rossiter family, Mary Ann, Daddy Vernon, Miss Warden family, Charles and Val, Vicki Hussman, Ruth Edwards, Lenny and Rachel family, Quentin, LaTanya, Denoris family, Aveline, Monique, Calvin, Erlene, Tally, Janet Williams, Jermaine, Mr. Harrell, and anyone else that we are not aware of and stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we call upon Jehovah Rapha for complete healing. Help them to be strong in the areas that they are weak in. Give them the strength to rise above all illness and diseases. Allow them to have the victory and to have a testimony on how good God is. That allow the blessing to come in and allow to them to hear the still voice, letting mm-hmm. them know that no matter what, that you are still in control. Father God, thank you for your love. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Loretta.
Loretta.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Could you add Kayla's name to that list, please? My granddaughter. She's
Kayla?
Diagnosed.
Okay.
With,
okay.
Walking pneumonia.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, well, we'll go ahead and move over to our birthday list for June 29th through July the 6th. Do you have any birthdays out there? I don't have any.
Amen. Somebody's birthday.
July the 1st, I see PJ and PJ and Tatiana.
You said DJ?
PJ.
Okay, PJ and Tatiana. Amen.
Amen. Okay. Mother, would you like to sing happy birthday?
I can't hardly hear you.
Would you like to sing happy birthday?
Okay. I can hear you now. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to you and many more. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Happy birthday.
Amen.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much for that, Mom. And we will go ahead and start with our praises or testimonies or songs or poems. And I would like to start with Loretta.
Okay, I would just do the prayer from the reading of A Call to Comfort out of the Daily Bread. And it goes on to say, Father, thank you for letting us share with you our worries and cares. We're grateful that you stand beside us to comfort us and to guide us. Help us to console others as you look out for your own. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Loretta. Okay. Auntie Dot, would you like to go next?
Okay.
Pop, would you like to go next?
Yes, I'd like to read a few words out of your life. Some who studied this lesson may have experienced hearing about church split. What was the root cause? Was it split primarily due to human personality or doctrine difference? More than likely, it was human personality. Unfortunately, split will continue until Christ and his word become the focus of the church. Amen.
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 Thank you, Pop, for that. Okay, Mrs. Warren.
Okay, I would like to do this excerpt on prayer. It says, marvel at the wonder of being able to commune with the King of the universe anytime. Please don't take this awesome prayer privilege for granted. Don't let foolish arrogance step in, making you act as if you're doing me a favor by spending time talking to me. The best antidote to such foolishness is recognizing and repenting of it. Then remember who I am. King of kings and Lord of lords, dwelling in dazzling, unapproachable light. My eyes are like blazing fire. My voice is like the sound of rushing waters. My face is like the sun shining in all its brilliance. Yet I am your shepherd, tenderly leading you step by step through your life. I want you to realize how precious you are to me, how much I delight in you. I long for you to reciprocate by delighting in me. I listen to your heart as well as to your words. When you approach my throne of grace, joyfully anticipating the wondrous pleasure of communion with me, both you and I are blessed. It is a blessing to be able to talk to the King of the universe. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
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 Yes, the Lord.
Yeah, thank you for that. Mrs. Williams. Teresa, would you like to say any last words? Hello, Teresa?
She's probably just a listener tonight.
Okay. Mrs. Allen?
I pass.
Okay. Mother? Mom?
Is he calling me?
Naomi? Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, anyway, I'm going to read from Act 9, 1 through 8. It says, choosing lane. There are many ways. There is the way. The question is, which way should we take? Life is like a highway with multiple lanes. Healing north, south, east, and west. People from all walks of life travel in different lanes on the same highway. Traveling often discover to their surprising that they are in a lane that exists in a side road to convert to crossroads. That they are in a lane that exits in a side road of the covenant road. They have to change lane quickly in order to stay on course and reach their destination. Paul was on the democracy road when he changed lane. He changed from the narrow in Judaism to the covenant of grace of the Christian faith. He changed from the lane of prejudice, bigotry, and oppression to the lane of liberty, freedom in Jesus Christ. All of us are traveling on life's highway and encounter with Jesus Christ. Favor us to change lanes. When we enter the right lane, we are assured of a joyous journey. It is a special express lane, which is followed, enable us to fulfill the driving design. Changing lane to get to the kingdom involves decision, determination, and discipline. Every day we make choices that affect our journey. Every day we need the guidance of the King of the Road. He meets us on his holy highway, and a highway will be there. It will be called the Way to Holiness. It will be for those who walk in that way. Amen. To stay in your lane. That's what it means. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Mother.
Amen.
Okay, Auntie Betty, would you like to share anything else with
you? Yes, I'm going to sing a song tonight.
Amen.
Oh, how I love Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing it well. It sounds like music in my ear. The sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. It tells me of a Savior love who died to set me free. It tells me of his precious blood, the sin I perfectly. Oh, I love Jesus. Oh, how I love you. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. It tells me what my Father has in store for every day. And though I dread a doubtsome path, your sunshine all the way. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. It tells the one who loving heart can feel my deepest woe, who in sorrow bears a part that none can bear below. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Auntie Betty. Okay. We'll move along in our program, and I would like to lead you guys in the Serenity Prayer. And before we do that, Loretta, would you be ready to do Matthew 6:9 for us?
I'm sorry, what did you say now?
Before we do the Serenity Prayer, would you be able to do the closing prayer, Matthew 6:9?
Actually, it's Psalms 23.
It's like Psalms 23? Okay.
Okay. Uh-huh. And yes, I'll be ready.
Okay, great. Thank you. Let's start with Serenity Prayer. God grant me.
God grant me.
The serenity to accept.
The serenity to accept.
The things that I cannot change.
The things that I cannot change.
The courage to change.
Courage to change.
The things that I can change.
The things that I can change.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you.
Thank you for that, Angela. Yes, I'll do the closing prayer for everyone with bowed their head for the Psalm 23. I'm reading this out of the Living Bible, so it does go along a little different than the traditional self. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. He lets me rest in the meadows grass and leads me beside the quiet streams. He restores my failing health. He helped me do what honor him the most. Even when walking through the dark valley of death, I will not be afraid, for he is close beside me, guarding and guiding me all the way. He provides delicious food for me in the presence of my enemies.
Mm-hmm.
You have welcomed us as your guests, blessing overflow. Mm-hmm. Your goodness and unfailing kindness shall be with us of all of our life, and afterwards we will live with you forever in your home. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Loretta. Before I do the conclusion prayer, do you have anything else you'd like to say this evening? Okay, I'll go ahead. If you please bow your head. As written in Daniel 3:17, the God we serve is able to save us. God does not change. What he has done for others, he will do for you. But you must decide to obey him and not man. If you love and trust God, a fiery furnace experience will ultimately work to your advantage and God's glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Yeah. I want to sing the closing song. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Oh, see how great, how great is our God. In the name above all names, he is worthy of our praise. In my heart will see how great is our God. Amen.
Amen. How great. God loves you all. Happy 4th of July.
Have a blessed week, everyone.
Have a blessed week. Have a blessed
you
week. Love you all.
Same to you all.
Amen.
Amen. Love you.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye. 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 Okay, over here. We gone? Yes. Okay. Yeah, thanks.